Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today.
Coming up on NBA Today, the James Harden summer drama continues. Hear what he had to say about the potential of repairing any relationship with GM Daryl Morey. We have new tea coming out of Philly. And Team USA just finished up their tune-up game against Greece. We have full highlights and analysis from Abu Dhabi. Brian Windhorst is standing by. Plus, it's been 13 years since the Heat Big Three formed in Miami. But how close were they to joining forces in Chicago? We have that and so much more on NBA Today on a Friday. Let's finish the week strong. Welcome to a Friday edition of NBA Today. I'm Roz Goldon-Woodé, holding it down for Malika Andrews. Alongside Ramona Shelbourne, we got Tim McMahon here in studio and Big Perk joining us in just a minute. Now, we'll get to the USA basketball highlights that just went final in a minute. But first, James Harden is back stateside. And he had more to say about his current relationship status with the Sixers yesterday when speaking with KHOU Sports Director Jason Bristol.
Do you have an open line of communication with the 76ers, and how much patience do you need to have to let this play out?
I'm been patient all summer, so for me it's just focus on what I can control, and that's working out, staying in shape, and getting ready for a good season.
Too late to repair the relationship?
I think so.
All right, Big Perk joining us for this one. Perk, you know, the 76ers got a new head coach in Nick Nurse. You need some time to implement your system and get everybody building chemistry. So it's important to get this thing resolved. Can you see it being resolved before the start of training camp?
it's 101 degrees out here in Houston, Texas, right? That's what James Harden did that interview at, right? And it says severe weather alert, excessive heat warning, meaning that while he's continued to say these things, I'm starting to realize that his brain is fried.
Ooh,
right?
Boy.
He has no leverage whatsoever in this situation. When he opted in, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Ramona, he gave basically up all his rights. And with the new CBA, I'm going to say it for the third time, right? He cannot just show up to work, because the Philadelphia 76ers, after 30 days, they can start finding them, right? And then they can also hold his rights and restrict him from becoming a free agent. And to top it off, if he just plays his cards right, guess what? They're going to have, what, the most cap space next season to be able to pay him if he just go out there and perform. I'm not understanding what James Harden won at this point. I understand it's a little tension between him and Daryl Morey, but at the end of the day, if it's about him getting to his bag and getting his lettuce, the only way to do it is to make sure he show up and do the right thing, and then show up in the camp with the right mindset.
All right, Tim, I'm going to come to you because we just heard from James, but how is this playing out inside the Sixers organization from everybody else's viewpoint?
Look, as soon as James Harden opted in and said he wanted to be traded, they knew there was a very good chance that this could be messy. James Harden has a history. When James Harden says he's quitting on you, believe him. When James Harden says he's going to make it uncomfortable, brace yourself. This is what they feared. This is also what they expected. Now, that doesn't mean you make a bad trade now, but just understand, yeah, he has to show up by the CBA. He doesn't have to play hard. He doesn't have to be, you know, a good soldier. And this thing will be ugly.
I gotta be honest. Like, I watched that interview 5-6 times this morning that James Harden did in Houston, and I thought he almost walked it back. Like, I didn't think he went from saying Daryl Morey is a liar and I will never play for an organization that he's a part of to, I think so. I mean, that wasn't strong. Like, the first time he said it once, and then he said, hold on, let me say that again to make sure that you got it the first time. He went hard at them, and everything that I had heard coming from James Harden's camp essentially is he's going to continue to make this even more uncomfortable. That wasn't that uncomfortable. I mean, maybe it was hot and humid there, as you're saying, Perk. I mean, but I didn't feel like that was fire. That was, yeah, I'm going to focus on what I'm focusing on. I'm getting myself in shape. And then there was a question which kind of said, do you feel like it's beyond repair? And he goes, I think so. That wasn't harsh. That was almost a walking it back. And so if his plan is to come with receipts, to say essentially what Daryl Morey was, quote unquote, lying about, or accuse him of even more than just saying somebody's a liar, that certainly didn't happen in that interview.
All right, guys, let's switch gears here. We've talked enough about James Harden and the drama in Philly. Let's take a look at Team USA's exhibition game against Greece this morning in Abu Dhabi. All right, USA versus Greece in Abu Dhabi. And first quarter, Mikal Bridges with the steal. He brings that defense, and in transition, it's Anthony Edwards finishes the and one. And they both led with 9 points at the half, did Edwards and Bridges. Later in the first, Austin Reeves in transition, Euro, gets past the defense for the and one. Okay, he getting love, nice smiles there. Okay, ball comes baseline. Cam Johnson throws it down.
Look at the Nets, man.
Yes. No help side defense.
I like seeing these young stars flourish right now.
Yeah, okay, how about Tyrese Halliburton? Dishes it to Banchero, the reigning rookie of the year. USA up 11 at the half. All right, Anthony Edwards, it was his time in the third quarter. He gets it going, that three-point shot going down.
This is going to be so huge
right
for him
now.
This year.
In phenomenal shape.
Anthony Edwards with the pull-up jumper right in the face of the defense. He had 21 points in just 18 minutes. Ooh. And Josh Hart sails in there for the offensive rebound. Bobby Portis throws it down for the hammer. USA
up. Screws out the rim and showing playing with passion.
USA up 17. We take it to the fourth quarter. And Halliburton creates space, knocks down a three. All right, fourth quarter action here. Jalen Brunson carving through the defense. Hang time finishes with the acrobatic play. 9 points, 7 assists. And here's Team USA off the Greece miss. They're going the other way. Johnson throws it down. USA wins 108-86, gets the victory over Greece in Abu Dhabi. All right, now joining us from Abu Dhabi, ESPN senior NBA writer Brian Windhorst. The Americans look dominant in another exhibition win, but you told our producers that perhaps the most relevant item from this team came before the game. What's up?
Yeah, so Steve Kerr started the same starting lineup for the fourth straight game. He has had the same starting lineup since they got together in training camp. And I have to tell you, for any Team USA of the last 20 years or so, especially for this group that has never played together, never played in FIBA, that is remarkable. This team has gelled very, very quickly. They have put together multiple good games in a row. They have great camaraderie. You can see it being around them at practice. You can see it when they're off the court. And that traction is so valuable in a tight preparation window. It almost feels like they've been together for 2 months, not 2 weeks.
Wow, so Team USA already looking very comfortable. One guy who looked comfortable throughout our entire highlight, it was another big game from Anthony Edwards. He had 21 points in just 18 minutes. So what stood out to you watching him lead Team USA to a win over Greece?
Yeah, well, Ant Edwards is having an absolute blast here because Team USA wants him to shoot. They want him to shoot in transition. They want him to shoot from the perimeter. They want him to shoot in isolation. They're like, Ant, fire it up there. And he is doing that. He looks to score every time he gets the ball. He has been their leading scorer throughout this run-up schedule. And his three-point shot, which has been a little shaky coming into this game, was better tonight. Hit three threes in this building. That's rounding into form two. He looks like he's going to have a dominant World Cup offensively.
Man, what a dream. When your coach is saying, shoot that thing, you know, that's going to make you comfortable out there. Also from coach, I'm hearing that Coach Kerr said something interesting after this game about how to beat his team. What was that?
Yeah, he pretty much came out and said, okay, look, here's the blueprint for the world if you want to beat us. You have to win the possession game. If we have as many possessions as you, not even more possessions, if we just have equal possessions, we're probably going to win. He is right. And in this game, the reason he said that is if there was one blemish, it's that the team turned the ball over 20 times. And there was a moment, they got up to a 17-point lead in the first quarter, killed Greece coming out of the gate, had a sloppy second quarter, got down to a 6-point lead, ended up with 20 turnovers. If the U.S. doesn't get killed on the boards because they're a little bit small, they're a little bit thin and small, but they're very fast. If they play even on the boards and even on turnovers, they're going to win. And so that's one thing that the scouts have noticed. It's one thing that Team USA has noticed. It's one thing he's going to hammer away on them as they get close to the games that count next weekend in Manila.
Wendy, thank you for all of this insight and breaking it down. I'm wondering, you know, what is the X factor here with the polo you got on? I know it's really hot in Abu Dhabi, about 90 degrees. What's going on?
90. It'll be 90 in, you know, October. We're not seeing 90. We're heading towards the mid-teens and the hundreds here. So I made an executive decision. I hope the breaking of protocol is accepted, and we're just going to have to deal with it while we're in the desert. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I know it's about 11 p.m. your time there, so I'm going to let you go and get some sleep, hopefully. But thank you for breaking it down and being our insider out in Abu Dhabi.
Thank you.
Still to come on NBA Today, we break down how the Aces got their revenge on the Liberty after losing the last two to New York, including the Commissioner's Cup. Who's the favorite going into their final regular season matchup? We discuss.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Best rivalry in the WNBA.
There's been so much talk about super teams in the WNBA.
New York, Las Vegas.
Sabrina is on fire.
There's so many weapons for this Aces team.
Wilson all the way in.
Makes it look easy. It's New York. She's hot.
There's just no stopping her.
Kelsey Gray, you bet on work. Everybody has been looking forward to this matchup. Could this be a preview of what we see in October?
Now let's head out to Vegas, where the New York Liberty took on the Aces last night. Roll that highlight, Kathy. All right, guys, I will take you to second quarter action as Asia Wilson catches the ball and hits the mid-range jumper. She got her offense going in this game. Later on in that second quarter, it wasn't just Asia. It was Kelsey Plum attacking the rim and finishing. You know she likes finishing left. So all the Aces All-Stars getting it going and out in transition. Jackie Young makes them pay. Young had 16 points. Aces up 13 at the half. All right. Fourth quarter, that is Chelsea Gray knocking down the deep three. Much better connection from the three-point line for the Aces. But you know who likes threes? Sabrina Ionescu. And she's got that range. She knocks that down. She had 22 points. All right, moving the ball along. Gray finds Plum for three. Plum at 18 points. Chalk that assist to Chelsea Gray. Oh, this one too, as she kicks it up to Asia Wilson, who makes a quick move there. Wilson finished with 21 points. Gray had 22 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. That's her second career triple-double. And this was the Aces' 22nd double-digit win of the season, tying the legendary 2000 Comets for the most in a single season in WNBA history, with 9 games left to go. 3 of the 4 prior teams with at least 20 double-digit wins went on to win the title. All right, Roz Goldenwede here, back now with Ramona Shelburne and Ramona Chelsea Gray.
That's what she does.
Chelsea Gregg, second career triple-double. She did all the things. The Aces are now overall 2-2 versus the Liberty in this season as far as their matchups, if you include the Commissioner's Cup loss. Ramona, what's your biggest takeaway from that game?
Listen, there was a part of me that thought the Aces were holding back a little bit when they, you know, they have so many games against them. Maybe they're saving. No, they left money on the table by losing to the Liberty in the Commissioner's Cup, okay? So this is an evenly matched matchup now, and this rivalry is so great for the WNBA. I thought, you know, the Aces were obviously a little upset about the three at the end of the last game. You saw Chelsea Gray reference that in this game. You see Asia Wilson getting upset with Thornton. I mean, this was a game where you could feel this rivalry building. And then at the end of this, we have Shoegate.
Ooh.
I have not seen something like this in a while. In any professional sports, Sabrina Ionescu goes and points on social media that somebody had stolen her shoes out of her bag before this game. And,
do you have insider information?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to this, okay? This feels to me like nobody who goes in your bag and just steals your shoes, okay? But apparently it's not just the shoes that she's sentimental about. It's that there's insoles in her shoes that are custom made because of her unique injury history. And her broadcast is like, we don't care about the shoes, just get us back the insoles. I'm wondering if somebody's going to drop them off. I was texting with Breonna Stewart this morning saying, what is the real on this? Are people looking into this?
Yeah,
this is
you heard from Stewie on this.
Yeah, this isn't just somebody dropping by. This is a real thing that somebody takes your shoes and then your insoles are gone. And Stewie said, we need to look into this. We need to make sure that whoever did this is apprehended. And it's on Vegas. I mean, this is in Las Vegas. Well, so they have the security footage. We need to make sure that, because that's kind of weird to steal somebody's shoes, right? Clearly went into Sabrina's bag.
Right.
You know that's her bag. It has her name and her number on it.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This
and
Shoegate.
And also, what if, how are you going to return them? Just leave the insoles at the door?
Just bring back the insoles. You know, Sabrina Ionescu has been hot from three. That Commissioner's Cup, she hit some daggers. Yeah. Perhaps somebody was like, look, if you can't stop her, take her orthopedics.
I mean, her power is definitely in her ponytail.
But
the shoes and the insoles.
Hey. All right, so we've got Shoegate here, but we've got to pay some attention to the Aces, who had an incredible bounce-back victory. So I got to take this to the big board.
Oh.
All right, let's go take a walk to the big board.
Down.
Because just a couple days ago, I was over here talking with you all about how in the Commissioner's Cup, Asia Wilson was crowded so much and had a lack of space. So if we look at the numbers, those first three games, 11.3 points. In yesterday's game, her productivity was up 21 points. I also want to point out the rebounds. The eight were important. Finally, the Aces out-rebounded the Liberty. They were thoroughly out-rebounded on the glass, and that field goal percentage is much higher. She got back to playing quick, decisive basketball. Let's take a look at the tape and the breakdown on the difference between the Commissioner's Cup game right here, where she's catching the ball stagnant, far from the paint. There's two defenders on her, immediately double coverage. Five players have their eyes on her. People are sagging off of Aces players who are stagnant and watching, and she's forced into a contested jumper. Now you take the game yesterday and you've got Chelsea Gray, who's getting all the way outside the three-point line defensive attention because she's doing everything. And so there's much more attention on other Aces players. Finally, Asia Wilson works hard to get position. She's going to get the ball, and it's one-on-one coverage versus Stewie. So right here, she makes a quick, decisive play and steps away from the defense before the double can pounce on her. And so Asia Wilson getting it done, bringing all of that intensity to the court. She does so much for this team on offense and defense. Absolutely one of the MVP candidates alongside Stewie. And, don't forget Alyssa Thomas with the Suns as well. So what did you take away from Asia's bounce back game?
It was interesting to me because Becky Hammon basically made all her team rest. She locked them out of the gym, so let's not even watch tape of that. She told them their key cards have been deactivated after the last game because they had gotten blown out two games in a row. It's hard to keep playing the same team over and over. It's like a playoff series in the middle of this year. And I'm excited because I expect to see these two teams play again at some point during the playoffs, whether that's in the finals or do it the round right before. But they know each other really well now. There's a lot of tape, and the fact that Becky Hammon essentially said, let's not watch tape. That shows you all you need to know about the Aces.
Well, we're going to see this matchup very soon again. They're going to play each other again. And for the
another
last
one.
Time, August 28th, all
in
eyes
Brooklyn.
On the Aces and the Liberty. But first, we've got another Aces matchup coming up on our WNBA matchup on ABC tomorrow afternoon. Asia Wilson and the Aces are back at it, and they have the league's best record. They host NECA Agumake and the LA Sparks. Coverage tips with WNBA Countdown at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Coming up on NBA Today, the decision forever changed the landscape of the NBA. But how close were LeBron, Wade, and Bosch to taking their talents elsewhere? We discuss. NBA Today will be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're watching NBA Today.
This fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Not three, not four, not five, not six. Dang! Whoa!
That was just a great, great move.
Blocked by Bosch! Game over!
What a play! What an amazing connection!
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
It's about damn time.
What a time! The Heatles era was one of the most dominant big threes ever. But why are we bringing this up? It is time for our Hot Summer Mics tour, and starting with Bulls Talk in Chicago.
I got called an idiot a lot that said, oh, they hatched the plan at the Olympics and it was always going to be the Heat and they were just playing the Bulls. No, that's not accurate. In fact, the Bulls it's now well documented. If the Bulls have been able to trade Luol Deng to the Clippers, which they had talks about doing, that big three would have been in Chicago. Trust me on that one.
That was Bulls insider Casey Johnson on how close LeBron, Wade, and Bosch were to teaming up in Chicago. Now, Ramona, this was 13 years ago. How close were they actually to playing for the Bulls?
I mean, they had the same agent, the late Henry Thomas, who had ties there. And I think Dwayne Wade obviously ends up playing for the Bulls later in his career. I think that was an option, and I agree with Casey. I think that was much closer than anyone realized. But the Luol Deng of it all is interesting because Luol Deng was the guy that was going to be traded for Kobe Bryant when he wanted to play for the Bulls and asked for a trade and all that whole summer showdown, and that didn't happen either. So I guess he's the guy that the NBA has pivoted on several big times.
It's a whole lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda. But listen, you're telling me Gar Packs, the two-headed monster that was running the Bulls front office, was going to close a deal like that over Pat Riley? Please. Also, let's not pretend like Derrick Rose was trying to recruit these guys.
That's a good point.
Chicago. Derrick Rose liked being the man on the team. He did not want to be the third or fourth guy.
Perk, I'm going to take this to you because he brings up Derrick Rose. That was Derrick Rose's MVP season.
Yeah.
And that Heat team ended up winning two titles. So hypothetically, play along with me. would they have won more in Chicago?
Absolutely not. You know why? Because the Heat culture is the real thing. And it didn't just start last season or five seasons ago. The Heat culture started actually when Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem were drafted by the Miami Heat. When Shaq and D-Wade won their championship. So when you go down, you think of Pat Riley, you think of Eric Spoelstra. People don't realize they played a major part in the Heat and LeBron James and D-Wade and Bosh winning those two championships. And again, they had the blueprint. LeBron James was taught under the Heat culture on actually how to bring it to the back to Cleveland to win the championship. So I think they probably would have pulled off one, maybe, but I wouldn't have seen, I don't see them winning more than, I wouldn't have seen them winning two. And with the Chicago Bulls, just hypothetically speaking.
I don't know, hypothetically, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Okay, enough with the imagination, guys. I got another one for y'all. Before our Summer Hot Mics tour ends for the day, it's the combo you never thought you needed. Marshawn Lynch was on the call for Slam Ball Final last night.
Slam Ball's
as you
fun.
Would expect, it was amazing. Let's take a look.
This is why the line was a little lower than most people.
What a hit!
This was Sonic. All his coins would have been knocked out right now.
Hey, you would have been hearing the thing come out.
You're the brother.
Got it. Going up top.
Hey, that's
a
that
monster
boy.
Slam by Clark again.
Hey, mama, there go that man again. There go that man again.
Here you go.
Oh, I thought we was in the game. I thought we was in the game.
He's on the call. He's in the huddle.
Yeah. He definitely cannot play. I saw
that's
the video.
That's it right there.
That fell down at the rim.
Yeah.
The energy was amazing. They needed a separate cam for Marshawn and then the game itself.
Yeah.
But Perk, how about you? If you were to call any non-basketball game, what would it be?
You ready for this?
Never.
It would be baseball.
Oh.
Can you imagine me in the box, you know what I'm saying, commentating, doing play-by-play on baseball? One, I would have all the time in the world.
Oh, my
God. I wouldn't hear Dom and Hillary and Demetrius telling me, rap, you only got 10 seconds. I get all the time in the world to come up with bars and things to that nature. Oh, it would be the best thing in the world. And I probably could eat a hot dog.
I'm screaming.
You could.
And you could have a snack. Would you still use get deep in his bag? Like
nope.
Fries in baseball? Would that work? How does that go?
Like got fries at the bottom. Yeah, I mean,
you know what? We need to make this happen. Perk on baseball.
Yes. We need more food sport analogies.
We should get him on the Little League game.
Oh!
There it is. That's the crossover we didn't
might
know
talk trash. I don't
we
know.
Needed. Guys, let's take a break real quick. We still have more NBA Today coming up. And next, our coverage continues with more James Harden situation in Philly. Ramona tells us what's been said inside the Sixers organization. NBA Today will be back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's our next next WNBA game on ESPN2, and you don't want to miss it. Another matchup between the top teams in the league. Asia Wilson and the Aces square off against Breanna Stewart and the Liberty at Barclays Center. They play Thursday night in Vegas, and the Aces bounce back to win 88-75 in a great one. Coverage begins Monday, August 28th at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on ESPN2 and ESPN Deportes. Earlier this week during an open run, Chet Holmgren reportedly dropped 31 points against Kevin Durant and several other NBA players. Now, Chet missed the entire 2022-23 season with a Lisfranc injury, but he now appears healthy and ready to help the Thunder make a playoff run. So now we bring back Ramona Shelburne, Big Perk, Tim McMahon right here. And what are folks saying around the league about Chet's skill set?
I'm wondering who's keeping stats on pickup games. But look, people you talk to around the league, they expect Chet Holmgren's impact as a rookie to be primarily on the defensive end. Now, he looks at a Kevin Durant, at a Brandon Ingram, and these type of players and thinks he can be that long, lean creator. I don't know that the Oklahoma City Thunder need that from him. I'm not saying he shouldn't be trying to work on his game, expand his game, but if I'm coaching the Thunder this year, I'd say, Chet, in the half court, you are on a three dribble max. I want you catching lobs, shooting threes, and attacking closeouts. We've got SGA, we've got Josh Giddey, we've got Jalen Williams. Those are the guys who can create offense for us.
All right, guys, we're going to take it back to James Harden and the situation in Philadelphia with GM Daryl Morey. Perk, I'm going to start with you. What is most volatile about this situation and the way you're seeing it come out? Is this messier than you expected?
It's more about James, right? Like, in his legacy. And, you know, it's no one knows what he really wants, okay? Like, does he want money? Does he want to win? Because if he wanted to win, you're playing with Joel Embiid, a guy that just won MVP, one of the best players in the game today, a guy that you have mastered the pick and roll with. And to be honest with you, outside the Celtics and Milwaukee, Philadelphia got a heavy chance of coming out of the Eastern Conference if their mindset is right. And so when I think about Harden and I think about where he's at in this stage of his career, it should be all about winning. But I would never knock a player for getting his bag. But Harden is really barking up the wrong tree, to be honest with you, at this point in his career. And I just think the way he's going about things, the way he's handling things, being public about things, and to his friend, not just a guy, his GM and Daryl Morey, they are friends. Mm-hmm. So imagine how other GMs are looking at this situation. And if I was a GM of the front office, I would be looking at Harden saying, no way in hell I want him. I can't trust him.
We started this summer talking about whether or not they had a choice between Doc Rivers as head coach and James Harden as a free agent.
Hmm.
They chose James Harden as a free agent to bring him back. Doc Rivers is no longer the head coach. Nick Nurse is the head coach, and part of the reason they like Nick Nurse is because of the offense that he runs. It's more of a motion offense, and they're excited to be playing. Mm-hmm. In a way, there is an argument to be made that if you have Nick Nurse's offense there and James Harden is not traded, but he's not on the team, they might not miss him all that much because of the way Tyrese Maxey is going to flow in Nick Nurse's offense.
Yeah, just what James Harden wants to hear, a motion offense where he's not going to get the pound. That's not exactly part of the recruiting pitch to convince him to repair this relationship with Daryl Morey.
Not this being a sabotage. All right, guys, thank you.
First so going much. On vacation.
Right, actually.
When we come back, do we have some resolution?
Actually,
Kirk, what do you think?
The entire show's going on vacation. NBA Today is off for the next
games and messing up everybody's name.
NBA Today is off for the next 2 weeks. We will see you back on ESPN Tuesday, September 5th. NFL Live is next.